Hey everybody, welcome to the Mills Lane Show with Wesley Mills. I am your host, Wesley Mills. How is everybody doing? How is everybody feeling? The weather is so beautiful, huh guys? Huh, wherever you at? Well, East Coast is nice. I know West Coast is always nice. Miami pipe popping, huh? Miami in the house? How about West Virginia? West Virginia in the house? How's it in Nebraska? I see you, Nebraska. North Dakota, how you doing? How are you guys feeling? Guess me keeping up with this trial. They had the closing arguments for this what the fuck is this guy's name? Derek Chauvin? I don't know. Man, he looks even more like a prick with his fucking shaved face. Damn, he's a prick. This guy just murdered George Floyd. They're really trying to, let him off the hook, you know? But you got to look at the defense attorney, his attorney. He's just doing what he got to do, you know? You can't get mad at him for trying to get his client off. He can't be like, well, my client's guilty. Can we go home? That's his job. His job is to make George Floyd be the reason George Floyd is dead and not his client. Piece of shit. So you can't get mad at that, right? What the fuck did he say? Let me see what he said. Chauvin. You guys care what he said? The closing arguments. Let me check this out, guys. The fuck did he say? Something about a reasonable something. I don't know. He said something. He said something ridiculous about him. I think he was using reasonable force. I don't know. Something like that. It's just bullshit. I would say now you can be like, oh, he said that? Yeah. Think of Johnny Cochran. Late, great Johnny Cochran, right? All that shit. You know, and it worked. You know, all those cops are racist, which they were. Doesn't mean he didn't do it. I still don't know if he did it. Oh, you being naive, man. I don't know. No. The glove don't fit. You must acquit. All of that. Let me see some. All of that silly shit got OJ off, right? He just had the best team in the world. Was the best team in the world? Yeah, got a black motherfucker off, right? So yeah, you guys, I know you guys get upset and get angry, but he's just doing his job trying to get his client off, you know. Fuck. Woo! Sorry about that. I just had a call, as you guys know. All right, so where was I? Oh yeah, just talking about, Derek Chauvin, whatever his bitch-ass name is. This I know it's kind of, it's tense right now. They gave the family that money. They're boarding up the joint. And we're like, ah, oh, fuck. They're going to let this bitch-ass motherfucker off. A part of me, it's like, you know, everybody's half and half. A part of you is like, thinking that he's going to get off. And the other half is like, ah, oh, they're going to get him. But then a lot of us are like, ah, oh, he's going to get like 12 years or some bullshit to get off in like 2 years, 3 days or some shit with good behavior. And then I'm looking at him like, because a lot of it is just, they're like pillow talking us, you know what I mean? They're like, hey, we arrested him, right? Everything is cool. And that's how it used to be. Cops used to get away with the shit, and it still happens to this day with cops not being charged with crimes. It's a little bit more now because of the outrage, because the outrage works, guy. I know they're protesting, it works. Protesting, outrage, the threats of looting and protesting. It scares the fuck out of people now. Because the shit, you know, niggas is burning this shit down, get us pissed. As Pac said on To Live and Die in L.A. Referencing the L.A. riots. Oh, you guys didn't know that. So sometimes I feel like these guys just get arrested to shut us up, to pacify us, you know, put us to sleep, so to speak. They're pillow talking us like, oh, he's got arrested. And then nothing happens. And this guy, Derek Chauvin, a lot of these guys, I feel like, are they're like sacrificial lambs in all of this. Because they truly don't give a fuck. Kind of like the cop who tased and arrested the black army lieutenant. This shit happened in December. Now that it's out, it finally comes out because he's suing, so they got to release it. Now they fire him. And he's like, what? Why am I being fired now? He's confused. And white people, I think, are confused. Like Derek Chauvin, whatever his name is. He's confused. He's up there. He's smirking. He's like writing notes and smirking as they're doing a closing argument. And they're playing the fucking George Floyd death over and over and over again. I didn't watch it because I didn't watch a lot of this trial. I didn't want to get riled up. excuse me. So I sit in the sidelines. And pray for an outcome that would pacify my anger. My crying. And that's all it is, right? So you got this guy, he gets fired. And I know he's shocked. He's like, I got away with it now because the video, now you guys don't know me. The system that allowed me to get away with this shit has turned their back on me. Why? Because some black people and some white people are enraged. You guys used to always let us get away with it. And that's what I feel like. It's at a crossroads. I think white people in general are at a crossroads. Like I saw this white woman being arrested. even further, like the guy a couple weeks ago. Well, was it a week ago? The guy who was bullying that teen because he was walking around his neighborhood and he happened to live there or visiting, whatever. People are really like, white people are really shocked. Like, hold on. This is like a culture shock for white people. They're being arrested. They're like, this is what we grew up on. Our being has been always been taught and nurtured into our fucking minds to, you know, you see, being segregated and white people in our neighborhoods, black people in our neighborhoods, they should get the fuck out. We should be stoning these motherfuckers, make sure they don't ever come back. Calling the cops just on a black man, walking. They're fucking confused. White people are fucking confused, and I understand. Culture shock, right? We all can't handle, like, changes right away. And we eventually accept the norm, right? Because this is going to be a new norm, white people. You can't just call the cops on black people. You can't just harass black people and not think you can get arrested. You know, people getting fired, losing your livelihood, destroying your family. Because the system has betrayed you. The system that you know and has protected you has betrayed you. Right? Because you know it's all bullshit. Everybody knows it's bullshit. It's just pillow talk. They don't give a fuck about black people. You know, they don't give a fuck about us, minorities in general. They're just doing it to shut us the fuck up. That's why we got to keep putting the hammer on their neck. Is that what the hammer on the neck is? Is the foot on the neck? What's the hammer? The hammer on the head? I don't know. And you got this Derek Chauvin guy. He just can't believe it. Like, these cops get arrested, and they're just confused. Then they're like, oh, we got to go through the trial. Then, a lot of times they'll get off, they get acquitted, and then, the feds will launch a civil rights probe, and they get acquitted again, you know? Then they go back to their jobs. Like, the guy who killed them, some cop just got his job back. Fuck. I don't know if it was the cop in Breonna Taylor. Fuck, one of these cops just got his job back, and everybody's outraged. You know, it's just saying, you know, they go to another town, get a new job. Oh, you can't work here, but I go to the other town, right? What's 15 minutes out of my commute? Fucking up niggas over there, too. So white people, I understand it, right? Change. Just like men in general. Men can't handle women having a say, right? All these incel men. I'm going to talk about incel men one day, too. Maybe this episode. I don't know. people, it's just how it is. And white people still can't get accustomed to it. It's like when slavery ended. Segregation ended. Integration was, you know, formed, and they still just kind of just been fighting it. But a lot of that is changing now. People have gotten smarter. Minorities are getting smarter. They're moving the right way. They're making some money. They're making their own money. And what the finer thing is in life, right? They can, oh, you're leaving your neighborhood to go to a white neighborhood. I mean, white people leave their neighborhoods to go to a black neighborhood all the time, right? Called gentrification. What do you call them when a black person? It's just white flight. I'm speaking of white flight. I've been watching them on them on, I've been watching that shit on Amazon, Amazon Prime, King Bezos, network. it's an interesting show. I know people, black people, they always give people a tough time, like Dana Waif. We hate fucking Blackish guy. Fuck is his name. Everything he does, we hate. Not me personally. Now everybody hates Lena Waif. That's got to be careful with the social media, man. People just want to hate you for no fucking reason, man. Just got to keep your ass in the shadows. But you think, yeah, I'm going to come out there and be supportive about it. Like, yeah, I make mistakes here and there. But what the fuck? Show me love. Motherfuckers are like, fuck you. You're too successful, Nick. Kind of like Tyler Perry and that shit. We don't like successful niggas. God damn, what's wrong with us? excuse me. So, yeah, she got this show. They was calling it, like, torture porn. So far, it doesn't seem like it's torture porn. There's a couple of scenes that had me like, ah, that's kind of fucking crazy. And I don't like a lot. I don't watch a ton of shit like that. Like, the show about the Central Park Five. We haven't watched it yet. I'm eventually watch it, but I don't know. Sometimes it is torture porn. It's just too much, right? You don't want to just keep seeing the boots been put on our neck. The hammer on our heads. I have to see that all the time. Does it have to always be the dude in the ghetto and all that shit? It can get tiring. But this show, just something I've always been interested in. Like, this show is basically about a black family. The first black family that moved to Compton. Because Compton back in the day was predominantly, it was white. It was all white. Excuse me. And it basically shows how the neighbors and all that trying to like, annoy them to get them the fuck out so they could just leave, and kind of like the psychological tortures that they have to deal with, how they have to, this guy's got his bite his tongue. He's the first, only black engineer at his job. And just the kind of like the, that mental game. There's so many of us, that take advantage of and not fortunate of, that people have gone through some shit, so we can people have really been stepped on, kicked and spat at, so just so we can have a somewhat, shit's still going down, but it's not like we're walking through neighborhoods and it's still happening. Yeah, it's still happening at an insane level, but not as much. A lot of people live in white, sort of quote unquote white neighborhoods. And some people go through it. People have like racist neighbors. Some people don't. Excuse my fucking throat today. Pause. But the show kind of tackles that. It's an interesting show. Check it out on Amazon. It's just about kind of like white flight. First, white people trying to hold on to it. Then white people kind of like leaving and trying to get these motherfucking black family the fuck out of there. The new kids got to go to all white school. Got to deal with that. Kind of like the redlining of neighborhoods. Guys, I'm going to tell you everything. Just check it out. I'm on episode, I think, 4 or 5. We've been watching it. Leah got me watching. I was going to get to it eventually. She was just watching it. It was a scene in it that was funny and sad as fuck. And I was like, that's not bad. It's funny. It's funny. It was funny. Interesting, too. I think about me, like, damn, I would have been, me doing, slavery and segregated times and shit like that. They would probably shot my ass. I'd have been hung. I don't know. But I don't know. It's a different time. I don't know how it would have been back then. But I don't know now. I ain't with the bullshit now, so I don't know if I would have been with the bullshit then. But it takes a strong one person to really kind of ignore that, right? So we got to salute our ancestors and people who lived it before us. You got to respect that because they've been through some shit. but yeah, getting back to white people, I understand it, white people. Cops, business people, got to have black people at your job because they're good. Some good as you. Well, they're all good as you. They're better than you, and you can't accept that. I'm not saying all. I don't want to say all black people better. But we're coming in, and we're shaking up shit. Am I all over the board? Yeah, I am. I saw some shit in Orange County, New York. A couple of things in Orange County. Shit just pops on in the feed. One thing I saw was this guy was selling Dorf alligators. They were selling dwarf. I can't say that shit. That's a word I don't say all the time. But they were selling like these midget alligators. They was big selling midget alligators to people. People really, and for that part, people found out they wasn't midget alligators. Like these alligators can grow up to 15 feet long. And people were buying them thinking they were dwarfs, like little mini fucking midget alligators. And they didn't realize that, they didn't realize that the fucking, they were actually, they was just growing and growing and growing. And then people were just like shocked. They're like, hold on, how big is this fucking, they had a full blown alligator in their, full blown pet alligator in their crib. So someone got arrested for that dumb shit. That's fucking crazy, though. Why would someone do that? Why would... People are fucking... Yo, people are insane that they will fucking think they could just sell you a dwarf alligator. Well, not a regular alligator, baby alligator, and sell it to you saying, hey, this thing is a midget. It's not going to grow any... You know, this is it. 12 inches. This is, you know, whatever the fucking size it was. It looked tiny, like it was 6 inches. They're so tiny. They get so fucking big. It's crazy. It's like a baby, right? Babies. Not as big as fucking alligators, though. They grow smaller than babies. They're like, these babies just like 3 feet. Babies are longer than that, right? They tried to sell that shit. Another shit in Orange County. So this guy, so this guy was leaving a restaurant in Middletown, New York, in Orange County, New York. Orange County, New York. He was leaving with his family. Some guy thought he was a cop and just shot him. That's scary, right? What the fuck? Did the guy owe him money? How you just think someone's a cop and just shoot him? If he is a cop, you're just going to shoot him with his family? Is that something you want to go to jail over, shooting a cop? You know, the law's not taking that lightly. Hold on, let me see this. Fucking check something. Will texted me and some fucking Cam. I got Cam some cupcake pancakes. So he's like, where you got them from? And Will's like, I never heard of those. And he texted me fucking IHOP joints. Just terrible with me. So what was that? Yeah. You can't. People just, the shit that people go to jail for is just people. I'm watching people go to jail for the dumbest shit. People are fighting and arguing over the dumbest shit. This guy, I saw this guy, he fucking shot a woman. people saying it was more to the story, but this guy is on a scooter with his fucking girlfriend or wife. This is boo. Some guy comes catcalling, trying to holler at her, and she's ignoring him. Like, I'm with my guy. Even he was with his guy. Like, if he don't want to holler, she don't want to holler. Like, motherfuckers can't. Fucking incel men. he's like following. They're trying to avoid this motherfucker. He's chasing him down over something. Like, what the fuck was his end goal? He fucking shot her. Fucked up a hip. So I said a hip or some shit. She got to get some kind of shit in her hip. That's gonna have her all fucked up now for the rest of her life. What makes a person just shoot a woman, and she's with her boyfriend? That's because she didn't want to holler. Is that what's going on? You're like, well, you figure that, like, motherfuckers is already eyeballing your chick when you're with her. Motherfuckers are just disrespectful as fuck. What the fuck is going on with you guys? Chicks do the same shit too. Chicks be eyeballing, you know. Girl be like, what the fuck is she looking at? But I don't know what's in the water. What the fuck are men drinking that you think you just do some crazy shit like that? Man, we got to step our shit up, man. Unless she going on with incel dudes. Incel dudes, basically like, kind of like dudes who just hate women. They just hate their fucking power. And it kind of alleviates from them not finding them. Usually it was like a white man thing, you know. It was the a lot of misogyny and resentment towards not finding partners and women. A lot of racism involved with that. Entitlement to sex, thinking women are supposed to just fuck them, give them a blowjob. You know, I know dudes like that. Dudes who's like, the older guy, I still know him, but he was like in his 50s, and he thought he deserved a woman who was fucking younger than him, 30 years old, being mad, controlling and shit. I'm like, yo, you gotta fall back. She's not your wife. You guys want a couple of dates, and you're scaring her the fuck off. And incels usually are predominantly white, but I don't, not so more anymore, I think. Especially what's going on, because men kind of can't, and I'm not bashing, because I'm bashing everybody, but there's a lot of violence and crazy shit going against women. It's been going on forever, but a lot of kickback now, pushback, and men are confused too, kind of like how whites are confused with the racism. They're like, I can't sexually exploit a woman anymore. She's not supposed to just make my food anymore and, you know, give me sex. It's a different time. Men got to adjust. And a lot of these cats are young. Because you think, like, you know, with the Asian hate, like in the beauty parlor and whatever the beauty, the salons in fucking, happened in Atlanta. He killed like 8 people, 6 of them were women. I believe they were all Asian women. It was just a guy who thought he can just, and he just kind of talking to, I don't know why Asian women. It's kind of weird. Was in a Dewan to Sean Watson shit, and she wasn't giving the hand jobs or some shit. She's like, massage and go, nigga. I don't know. But there's something where, and especially late, it's young white cats, but black cats too. Like this guy, his cop, he killed his fucking ex-wife. He killed her his her new boyfriend, and killed his daughter. Because he couldn't be with him. Like, that mentality with, I can't be with you, no one can. Where the fuck are you getting that from? Why is it like that? I don't understand that shit. Men, we truly got to step it the fuck up. And actually, shit, a lot of shit's going on in Asia. China, all those countries. Like, in Indian country, yeah, it's Asian too, right? Indians and shit, like, and a lot of it is the biggest ideology I think that's being put out there. You guys interested in shit? Is what they see on TV. Because what you see on TV is not, it's not real. You got to realize that it's fucking up people's heads. A lot of young men's heads. Kind of like the Transformer movies, you know, with the chicks all scantily clad and they got the close-up shot of her ass and she's golden brown and that fucking sun. Boobs, you know, men see that like, oh, I want that. I deserve that. They see Shia LaBeouf. It's always like some nerdy guy. It's always a nerdy guy like him. It's not really about the cool guy, you know, the cool good. It's like the nerdy guy. You know, he's okay looking, but he's the nerd guy. Little dweebish character kind of getting a girl. Then they get in their real life and they're like, hold on, why I'm not getting a girl? Because you're trying too hard, buddy. You're being too fucking weird. Men are really freaking women the fuck out. And is this, and men just watch these shows and shit, and what's out there, you know, Playboys, and they just think women supposed to be just crawling to them, you know? It's not that easy. Relationships don't really work that way. So yes, some men have it easier than others, like moi. Nah. I'm joking. A little bit. But yeah, you got to, just like anything in life, you got to work at it. You can't just, you know, roll over and think you're just going to get all these women to just be fucking you left and right. A lot of men think that. Kind of like with the suicide suicide bombers and shit over there, right? They thought there was, you know, imagine, and they telling these guys, you're going to fuck, you do this for me. And they see how these motherfuckers, these leaders of these fucking terrorist organizations, They keep dangling women in front of them. It's like, yo, if you you put on this fucking bomb pack and you go into this school and blow it up. You're going to die, but in your afterlife, you're going to have 75 virgins waiting for you. And they believe in that shit. Because in general, nobody would do that. Because these guys are so desperate for sex and women. Excuse me. They're so desperate for women and sex. They believe that shit. I'm like, can I get the 75 virgins now before I kill myself? Like, can we put that in a contract? Like, I don't know about that. Like, when I die, I'm going to get 75 virgins. I'm like, put that, can you confirm that? Or can I have that, can I get the 75 virgins now before I put in that bomb pack? And these guys, they're good at massaging these guys' minds. Like, cults are pretty good at what they do. Just in general. Look at Trump. Any type of agenda. Leading thing that has an agenda. They're good at massaging people. It could be women's rights movements. People can kind of get this distorted. Kind of like what the black women would believe in. Black women kind of like left for like civil rights and was like women's rights. And they kind of like, and then when it was women were getting rights, you know, they were joining like the white women. White women were like, all right, black women, bye bye. They're like, oh, hold on, we helped you. We abandoned our men. I think black men have resenting black women ever since. That's what they've been saying. I don't know how true that is. You see it from like kind of like a black woman created what the fuck was that? What the fuck was that movement? Shit. What the fuck? Fuck, what's the name of that movement about the women, about the Say No More, something like that? What the fuck was it? I can't think of that shit. Well, a black woman created that, and kind of like they say, oh, white women hijack it. Is that what you got white women are doing, hijacking black women's movements? Or they join me, ladies, and then abandoning them. So it's just so many fucking, like, women can't get along, men can't get along. It's a fucking crazy world we live in. Everybody just wants power. That's all it is, right? We're all conniving and fucking around just to get power. But back to incel men. You look like in China. A lot of these guys are not getting sex because there's more. It's crazy. There's more men than women in a lot of these countries. In the United States, not so much. You go to Atlanta, right? It's like 5-1, 8-1. Men get a, you know, so to speak, at the pick of the litter. Is that being sexual saying that? Or, you got just men in these other areas. They just kind of alone to themselves in certain parts of the country or the world, and they just not getting women. I guess that really fucks men's heads up, right? They had to resort to whores, you know, paying for sex and all that crazy shit. But you know, that ain't true love, right? Some quick satisfaction. They want like passion, right? So we had a crazy time where, especially going now, the men versus women, the divide between men and women is crazy because women are kind of like, you know, telling men to eat a dick and men can't handle it. We can't handle our struggle there, right? Like, what? But that's coming kind of like in the general scheme of things. Women, kind of like, it's our turn. It's our turn to shine, right? Because black men, we had it. We had the power just in general in the world, and we fumbled it, right? So now women are kind of like, can we have it? Men are like, you're too emotional. I'm like, what? Men have been starting wars and cold wars over some of the most emotional fucking Neanderthal ways. Like, not really thinking the right way. It's just, everything, a lot of this shit is just emotional thought, like Trump. Trump is emotional as fuck. A lot of shit, his decisions were made over just emotion. Like, when we talk to a reporter, you get a tough question from a female reporter, and he's just like, he can't understand it. Like, why can't I just cut this bitch mic off? Why the fuck is she here? How dare she question? Because that's the environment. Like, people, it's just everybody's got to kind of, like, get used to not being in their environment. You know, it's a whole new world. All these changes. like men, women, everybody's going through some type of change. They're like with cops and all that shit and not getting away. White people can't just call the cops on them because they're, you know what I mean? You can't just call the cops on a black person anymore. They think you're just going to get away with it, right? Men can't just touch a woman's asshole and just think they can just get away with it or just expect sex. It's just a whole new ball game. Everybody's taking control of their own fucking life and not going by what society kind of like laid onto the world. Hollywood. Kind of like men to this day can't understand women's sexual power. Like because you know, men wanted women to be whores and they wanted them to cook and clean and they wanted all this shit from them. But now women are kind of like, you know, I'm going to be a whore in my own regard, right? I'm going to fuck as many motherfucking dudes that I want to fuck, right? And men are like, hold on. You know, I talked about it before. Like, women are supposed to get fucked, but not want to fuck in the most aggressive way, right? And men can't understand that, right? They want to fuck, shut up, take it, and then I'm not going to marry you. I'm going to marry a virgin, right? And women are like, nah. And men can't take it. Like, maybe some of those women you might be marrying might be a whore. But is that a bad thing, guys? Is it a bad thing marrying a whore? We all think we're marrying a clean woman. I know I am. Nah. So me and John, I should retrain the brain. Like, I can't think a woman's supposed to just sit down to my only whim. I don't want to be an incel guy, right? And it's tough because Aaliyah swears I'm a fucking misogynist. She, you know. Oh, you don't let me talk. You know, you think it's going to be your way, your way. And I'm not like that. I'm like any guy usually, right? Complain, then the woman gets their way. Up to a certain extent, right? But it's a little different now, right? Women is kind of like, I got this, you know. But women got to understand, let it be a man, though, right? Women want to do everything. But men are like, hey, can I do something? The fuck? Women want to put together shit. They want to, you know. I got friends like, damn, this chick thinks she wanna build everything and shit. Get the fucking dresser. Leah does it sometimes too. She be like, you gonna do it? Yeah, nigga, let me fucking do it. Go make me a fucking sandwich. But what is wrong with that too, women? Make a man a sandwich. Can you do that once in a while too? This shit is give and take, right? We're on even ground. Make us a fucking sandwich too. How about that, right? You wanna do some of the heavy lifting? Oh, you don't wanna do the heavy lifting. Oh, I gotta carry all the fucking bags. What the fuck do you want, women? So yeah, it's both sides are full of shit, but I think we all got to share this world, right? It's not one way or the highway. We gotta fucking share. It's tough sharing. We're all like kids. You know, kids can't share shit. Callie's sharing a little bit. excuse me. We gotta figure out these incel dudes. These motherfuckers are just wilding. I'm not saying all of them, but they're becoming real extreme. He's like a young white kid who just like ain't getting no pussy, and he's like mad at the fucking world, cause the world told him I'm white and I belong all the types of pussy I want. Fuck is wrong with this world? What's she telling me no for? You know, you don't like me, Jenny. But it's not just white men; it's black men too. Black men are fucking shooting chicks, stabbing motherfuckers up. Smashing chicks in the head just because a woman won't holler at them. They can't take a woman saying, suck my dick. What? Women say that too. Suck my dick, nigga. And women are like, men are like, what? But yeah, I think we need like a huge, we need huge man versus woman's conference. Because the young ones are watching. It's getting worse, man. Fuck. I'm scared to go outside. I'm killed by some fucking incel. Fuck. And women, you could be less bratty. Women are fucking bratty as fuck. Women know they're getting a lot of power. You know, telling niggas to suck a dick. Really rubbing it. Oh, you bum ass nigga. I could do this. You can't even do it right. Let me do it. So there's got to be a give and take, right? Because we're all equal now, right? We're all fucking equal. Women can vote. And women got equal rights, and you know they getting high paying jobs too, and now they get to make decisions and shit, you know. And yeah, sad but true. These bitches want it all. Yeah, women, you don't have to be a dick about it, right? Women don't have to be a dick about their fucking, you know, because women are fucking ruthless now. But men have always been ruthless, right? So, yeah, men have always been ruthless in how they treat women. So now, I guess, and now women have to have on kid gloves dealing with fucking our delicate emotions. Sometimes, yeah, why not? Well, this is what we're used to, ladies. You gotta pacify us. You gotta work with us, right, women? Right? You gotta work with us, men. We don't know how to accept your dominant piece of shit telling me to suck your dick, arrogant, pussy popping ways. We can't handle it. We don't know what to do, ladies. You really got us all fucked up. Will you go easy on us? All right? We won't call you bitches and whores, right? All right, guys, we won't call them bitches and whores, right? Can we not do that? We'll try not to treat you as sex objects, you know? But you're like, and men, women want to treat themselves. Let them. Yeah, and I think women want to treat themselves as a sex object. They want the control, right? Kind of like this guy, that fat guy. Ah, what the fuck is his name? ED245. It's like a fucking right wing black fat fuck. He's a fucking idiot. He's like talking to all these chicks. I don't know if they've been hollering at him, but he's saying that he's trying to pit out there like that. That's always his excuse. He lied to me. Stop falling for women online, you fucking morons. Motherfuckers, this chick fucking hollering at this fucking fuck, allegedly. And then he's like, oh, she found out she's young. He's like sending scantily clad pics to her, saying all types of shit. And then he's kind of like defending it, because it's not even like an old, he's like knowing that he's saying that they're young. But he's saying it in such an aggressive, weird way, like, these chicks are popping pussy, you know, not to sound grotesque, but we keep it real here. We keep it real uncut, like BET. We're like HBO. Their vaginas, showing their boobs. They're being all sexy. Young chicks are liberated, too, right? And it fucking scares the shit out of me. I got daughters. I got friends who got daughters. Scares the fuck out of us. And he's like, well, she's sending all these skanky clad photos and the way they dress. Like, we can't use that excuse. That excuse is done. Just because a woman is dressed half now. I'm seeing these chicks. You're seeing butt cheeks and damn near nipples showing outside and tight ass dresses. It's fine. It is what it is. Can't even say it's ridiculous. It just is what it is. Then they get offended. Women do get offended. Like, why are you offended that men are looking? Because we got to retrain our minds, right? Because we're programmed to be ogling women. They'd be like, hur, hur, hur. We're taught that way. All these shows made it, they lighthearted the shit out of it. Hur, hur, look at her. You know, the fucking construction worker. That was like a big myth. I don't see construction workers catcalling at all. You know, construction workers catcalling and shit. Some do, I guess. But I don't say all do, you know. I mean, men look. You know, you see a hot chick. We're looking. We're staring at you, honey. But should we be making women feel uncomfortable that way? It's not a strip club. I mean, she's scantily clad. You'd not be so fucking obvious, right? Touching her. Hey, ma'am, come here. It's fucking weird. Yeah, but this guy, just because a girl is underage and hollering at you, it's not, you know what I mean? Times have changed, right? It's no Woody Allen movie. All these movies back in the day was always, these fucking young, these small fucking old heads obsessed with young chicks. That shit is dead. You know? Yeah, they're doing this and they're doing that and they're all developed, but can you holler at a chick your age? You know, and you can't defend you. Like, he's really, this motherfucker was really defending himself. Like, he can't control his fat ass, you know? He can't control, like, yo, control yourself. And he went on online and kind of was like saying all this bullshit. And then some other YouTuber fucking pranked his dumbass. The fuck is that shit called? That show on fucking MTV. Oh, fuck. What do you mean? You prank someone? Catfished him. Like he did the Catch a Pedophile type shit. He's acting like he was a 13-year-old girl and talking about vibrators with her and sending me a sexy photo and, oh, I'm so wet and so hard. I'm like, you for who the fuck? And he knows she's 13 and he goes to meet up with her and it's a fucking white guy. You know? He's all men and everything. I'm like, yo, he's talking all that shit and then he gets back doing the exact same shit. Because first he's acting like he just couldn't help it and, you know, they were lying. All different excuses he had. And then he goes in. Girl says she's 13 and he goes and meets with her and it's a fucking guy. These motherfuckers. And he's an incel type motherfucker. Like, he can't. Like, who the fuck are you? How you fall for some dumb shit? These motherfuckers. They can't control. Yeah, I guess, dudes, we gotta stop thinking without dicks. That's what it is, right? But we're like, well, women are thinking with their tits. Because women are. Women are thinking with your tits. Right? I can't think with my dick, but you can think with your tits. Like, women know what the fuck they're doing, you know? Not all the time, but why can't I just be sexy? You know, can I get the job now? Women use that shit. Right? Let's keep it real. All right? Women are using their sexiness. I don't know. I don't know what the end result of all this is, right? There's gotta be some type of some middle ground. Right? We'll be less perverts. Women, we'll be less perverts, but they gotta fuck us more. No. I really don't know, man. This shit is scary times right now. It's fucking divide. We should all be coming together against big business, but we're so distracted by all this bullshit. Like women, you gotta go easy on dudes, right? Just in general. And men, you know, times are changing. Women could do whatever the fuck they want. They could look sexy, not get their butts groped. You don't have to smash them in the head. And then I take a chick saying, nah, fuck you. I'm all right. Men can't take that. And I tell Leah that too. She likes motherfucking Charlie. I'm like, all right. You know, Leah can be a little aggressive. Like, get the fuck off me. You know? I'm like, you got to chill out here, man. These motherfuckers are. I'm like, I appreciate that, Aaliyah. You just tell these niggas to fuck off. You got a boo at home. Trying to sing a song. But at the same token, these motherfuckers are crazy out here. These niggas are crazy. And you can't let these niggas get the upper hand. Because these motherfuckers are crazy, man. You guys got to just and keep it moving, really. You got to be nice. And it's fucked up, right? And the women, they didn't want to drive. I talk about it with my women friends. Like you got to be safe out here, ladies. Motherfuckers out here look crazy. And I got female friends, like, you know, I got female friends who understand that. They're like, yo, yeah, I want to dress this way, but I got to move a certain way. I can't just be outside late at night with my tits out anywhere, regardless. I got to move. I got to move a certain way. How men are programmed, you got to protect yourself against that shit. Yeah, you can do what you want to do, but there's consequences. And I'm saying that shit is the leading factor to women getting attacked and all that shit that's going on against women. Not saying that at all, because men have to control themselves. That's what I'm saying. We got to control ourselves, right? Not me, but men in general. but there still is that dark element out there, and it's, I don't know. I don't know the fucking answers. I just got to find some middle ground. I know we all got to fucking chill the fuck out. Stop thinking as women is property, and women, you got to stop being asses. You know, niggas is wildin'. Speaking of N-word, I'm getting the N-words out. You know, thing with Kyrie Irving and all that shit. Before I get to that, like, basically Kyrie Irving was called, he got mad at a black player, but he's actually a German. He's born in Germany. Fuck was his name? His name is Dennis Schroeder. Schroeder? He's from Germany, I believe. He's born in Germany. Dennis Schroeder. Is it Dennis Schroeder. He's he was born. That's crazy. You know what's crazy about that? Dennis Schroeder was born in Germany. Straight born in Germany. That's it. His father's German. His mother's Gambian. He's Muslim. He's Muslim. Now, this is weird. He's a Muslim, brother. He's Muslim. So, like, this is how I'm putting all this in context. He's Muslim. Father's German, but his father's got to be a black German. He's dark. He's dark-skinned, brother. His mother's Gambian, which is in Africa, like northern Africa. He's Muslim, all right? Born in Germany. He's a straight German. He's German. All right, now you got Kyrie Irving. Kyrie German. Kyrie Irving, I believe he was born. Oh, I thought he was Australian, German. Because Kyrie Irving was born in Australia. His situation is a little different because his father, he's basically a military brat coming up. You know, he basically grew up in Elizabeth, New Jersey. That's where he's, you know, you can say he's from there, but he's American. I don't know, yeah, he was born in, that's where he, because his nationality is American, but he was born in Melbourne, Australia. But his father was in the military, so he's, you know, that doesn't make him German. I guess, I don't know, is he kind of German? I don't know how to fight. I got to look how that works. That's like Louis C.K. He was born in Mexico. But he's American. So Dennis Schroeder, they had a little issues, and Kyrie Irving got mad at him about something, I think a shove or whatnot. And Irving got on his face, and Dennis Schroeder was just like, damn, nigga, you know. Irving was sick, like, yo, don't call me nigga. Now, this guy's got like a little accent. He's German. I don't know if that threw him off. People joking like the accent threw him off. He heard, you know, it's a black guy. We heard that fucking German, that accent in German, like, nigga. I don't know if that's a German accent. It kind of set him off. But people were like, oh, Kyrie Irving, you used it in the past, blah, blah, blah. The past? What did that got to do with the future? Niggas got to let the past go, right? so that sparked a little debate. But I understand Kyrie's point of view. I don't think he should get mad because Dennis Schroeder, I don't think he was being racist. I don't know if he blacks black. I mean, he's got a white wife. That doesn't mean anything. So all that dynamics and throw shit into the game. And muddle up the waters, we don't know what's true. I mean, he's probably grew up a hip-hop kid, and he's like, damn, nigga, and he's Americanized probably now. He's been here for a while. And it just happens, right? People all over the world say N-word because of the rap music and blah, blah, blah. But I'll talk about that later. Excuse me. So Kyrie Irving is offended. He's like, he said he doesn't want to be using the N-word, and he shouldn't. Let me get his exact statement, what Kyrie Irving said. A statement on using the N-word. He said N-word is a derogatory racial slur. It would never be a term of endearment, reclaimed, flipped. Never forget it. So in true history, throw that N-word out the window, right along so all of my other... right alongside all of those other races, words used to describe my people. We are not slaves or ends. Or ends. We're not ends. And I co-sign that 100%. Because you got to grow as a person. We keep holding on to the past, right? Oh, you said it in the past. Like, people can't fucking change. now I want to flip to my usage of it. I don't use it as much, but I do use it. My friends. Kind of slips, you know. Not slips, it just comes out. It's become such a word that just flows off the tongue that we have to unflow it. No homo. Nah. But this is one thing that I did do with my writing a long time ago, over 10 years ago. I said, you know what? I'm not going to use the N-word in my work, in my writings, anything. If it's a book, a song, or screenplays. I write songs. I'm a songwriter as well. I write a lot of shit, man. I'm a creative guy. Back on that shit, too. I'll talk about that later. We back in the lab. But I've made it a point to not use the N-word and use proper language. I'll use the thug shit when it matters because I hate the way they have black. And to this day, and with black creators, they got black people still talking in that broken language that I hate. Most of us talk regular. Slang, yeah, we can slang it up with the best of them. Everybody talks in slang. For us, it kind of sticks as a sore thumb. And we use this joke, and then people think it's a serious thing. But black people, for the most part, talk proper. And I feel like it's not being conveyed that way through arts by black people and by the networks and labels and whatnot who put shit out. They should demand, like, hey, you guys don't all talk like that, but they just kind of go with the flow. Kind of like that scene for that movie, Crash, right, with Terrence Howard. The screenwriter and the guy was like, why is he talking proper? You know, add some slang to it. His bitch ass caved in, but that was just the character. Terrence Howard seems like a real nigga. So I made it the point not to put it in my works, but I still kind of use it in my personal life. Not as much as I used to. I can admit that. Now you got So now I got this my movie. The movie I shot, my feature, Sharon 123. That'll hopefully that is gonna come out soon. Hopefully this summer, probably sometime this year, early next year. Movies are expensive, guys. Post is the bitch. Ass nigga. Nah, I'm just getting out there. I'm getting my own job. And I said I was not. I didn't have it in this movie. I said I'm not gonna have it in this movie. Keeping my flow. But there was a scene where I was like, ah, fuck. Perfect. I gotta use it, and I did. And the context of the scene was it was two black friends, and he's gonna meet his new black friend. That he thought was black. He never said to him his new friend was white. So he's going to meet his friend. And he's like, you know, he says, where's your friend? Doesn't mean to meet him. He said, you know how niggas are. Always late. And I was like, that was just a funny joke. And I used it. Then a white guy strolls in. And he's confused, like, what? You know. And that was the context of that scene. Then there was some freestyling that was used with some characters. When they use the N-word in the film. Because I'm a little lenient. I like... like the whores do. I let my the actors in my projects put some spit on it and freestyle some stuff. You know, I like they keep to the T, but they might want to add a little shit to it. You know what I mean? A little spit to it, like a whore. But they work with me. You know, they like Alexander. I do it. We do it my way, and then we do it their way. Sometimes their way work. You know, you got to listen to your actors. And sometimes you got to fight, but like, you know, I understand that's a great, but I feel like this scene should go this way. And it's a collaborative effort. And actors are assholes too, but you know, but it's a collaborative effort where you got to bite your tongue and kind of just work. Because people want to be a part of the creative process, and I understand it. As long as you're respectful. I'll check someone who's not being respectful, respectfully. Then I felt some kind of way about it at first, but then I was like, you know, it's all right. but I don't know if I will let that slip again. It depends on the moment, the subject, you know. But now I think I'm gonna officially stop using it, the word nigga in my personal life completely. Cause we gotta understand that it's I don't know how we flipped it, and that's gotta be like one of the greatest flips. The N-word, isn't it? N-word, the N-word's gotta be one of the greatest flips. The N-word is one of the greatest flips of all fucking time. It has to be. Excuse me. Just think about it, the N-word. It was used, you know, slaves, black people, niggas. You fucking niggas. And we flipped it as a term of endearment. Imagine that when it first started being flipped as a term of endearment. I wonder when that happened. Did it happen during slavery, like, right? They're like, oh, they about to whip this nigga's ass. You know what I mean? Like, when did excuse me, when did slavery become a term of endearment? When did the word nigga, once black people become a term of endearment? That's I would love to know when that happened. We never really talk about that. Was it like 70s that happened? Was it like during like civil rights moment? Like when motherfucker like this crazy ass nigga. Like when the fuck did that happen? I need to know. I gotta look. Man, let me just type that in. When did the word nigga become a term of endearment? That's a weird question. Let me see if they have anything here. I don't know. But when you watch some of these movies though, usually like movies like in the 40s and the 50s, early up until that time, they were using the N-word a lot. Like, nigga, I don't know you. You know, shit like, well, they ought to know. Am I making that shit up? I feel like they were using the word nigga. Black people was a nigga to munch each other. But that had to be such a culture shock for white people. You know what I mean? Like, imagine like a white person's got his back towards like two black people. He doesn't even know they're black people. But he might hear something saying, you know, he in the background, there's two black people. He don't even know they're black. And he's like, man, fuck you, nigga. He's turning around. Like, yeah, who this nigga? While I was like, oh, some nigga wearing it out? He's turning around. Like, as he's turning around, like, we got to kick some nigga's ass. I got to get in the nigga's ass. And he sees two black people. And he's like, he's fucked up. He or she or whatnot. White person. They're like, fucked up. Like, they're looking again. Like, hold on. He's probably just watching him fall. Like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. Nigga, fuck you. All right, nigga, I'm out of here. All right, nigga, call me later. All right, nigga. And he probably was just there with his jaw drop. Like, what? What the fuck is going on here? He's coming home from work and shit. He's putting his hat on, whatever the fuck he had on, whatever he works at. The milkman or some shit. He's coming home. Like, hey, honey, how was your day? She's looking at him like, honey, what's wrong? He's like, fuck. I don't know. What the fuck is going on? She's like, explain, baby, explain. He's like, I saw two black people talking. Two niggers. Yeah? And what happened? Did you kick their ass? He's like, nah, I didn't have my gun. I didn't even feel like fighting. But they and this is crazy. They were calling each other nigger. And she's like, what? Yeah. Like, what you mean? Like, how we use it? It's like, nah. It was like a term of endearment. They were laughing. He said, nigga, what time you coming over later? And he said, and the other guy was like, nigga, when I get there. And he was like, nigga, you always late. He's like, nigga, I'm coming. I'll be there. The other guy was like, all right, nigga, I'll see you later. The other guy was like, peace, nigga. Shook his hand and they kept it moving. They were smiling and shit. He's sitting down like, I don't know what to make of it. He's having like a fucking white Klan meeting and shit. Imagine that. He's having like a white Klan meeting. Yeah, but he might be a member of the Klan. He's like, they're like, Joey's got something to say. Joey? Travis got something to say. Like a 1940s Klan white man name, right? Everybody shut up. It's got something to say important. Nah, fuck, hold on, guys. Fucking music. Yeah, so he's got the big Klan meeting, you know? They're like, what do you got to talk about, Joey? Was it Travis? Well, Travis, what do you got to talk about? We're supposed to be hunting niggas tonight. He's like, hold on. He's like, that's what I want to talk about. Niggas. That's all we talk about is niggas. I know that, but something different with niggas. Something amongst themselves. What are they doing? Trying to fight? What are they? That black power bullshit? Nah, they, I don't know how to say this. They're calling each other the N-word. N-word? Like what? Nappy-headed? What are they calling themselves? What are they calling each other? Niggers. Everybody's like, huh? What? Settle down, settle down, settle down. They all in the uproar. Yeah. Term of endearment. Settle down, huh? Settle down. Term of. They're like, what the fuck? When you think about it, that is such a great flip. Damn, now that I'm thinking about it, that is such a great flip. Yeah, you gotta love black people. I gotta love black people. How did you just flip that? And you know what? That was when you think about that shit, when you just take the power of that word. Cause I think that's what we did. We took the power of that word. It's weird. It's fucking strange. It's dumb. It's dumb and smart at the same time. Right? So why are we using the N-word? At the same time, like, I get it, right? Because now it does hold less power, right? Though black people still get mad when white people call black people the word nigga. It does take a lot of spin off of it. Because now white people are all fucked up in head. That's one of the main excuses that they use for when they use it. They go they go, hold on, you guys are using it. Why can't I use it? Like, that's really an excuse that a lot of white people use, right? But now the word is so weird now. A lot of it has to do with hip-hop or just the black culture in general. Because, you know, this culture is kind of like leading the world right now for the foreseeable future. And then you get with people who grew up in any type of culture. And I'm talking like white people specifically, any other non-genre. Because, you know, Spanish people use it a lot.
I'm talking about just
white people using it among white people. When they want to use it towards black people as a term of endearment, and they also when they use it among they do though. I have you see black people being called the word nigga right in front of their friends, like, you know, they say Chet Hanks, he uses the fucking N-word. A lot of people have been saying. They're using it amongst each other, you know. Like, what up, nigga? Yeah, what up? Yeah, fuck you, nigga. Like that guy, Morgan Wallen. He's a hip hop kid. I mean, he does country, but he's a bit technically a hip hop kid, you know. Kind of what he grew up on. What he sing is one thing, but that's kind of what he grew up on, right? When he's calling his friend a bitch ass nigga, right? He's gonna not talk this shit. I'm like, yo, I didn't see that was an issue with that. I get it, but I don't think that's a fight to be fighting. A white guy calling another white guy the word nigga, right? Because he's confused. He's young. He's confused by all that shit. So that's got to be confusing to white people. White people are like, fuck. Why can't we use the N-word? Because you still might use it as a derogatory term in the same sentence, right? You'll be like, hey, what up, nigga? They'll be like, oh, you coming? Man, fuck that nigga. You fucking nigga, because that's what we do. We all go to our old trusties, right? Racism, sexism, body shaming, sexual orientationism. we always have the go-tos, right? You fat bitch, you fucking nigga, fucking cracker. We always go to the fucking the slurs. That's why I think, like, you know what, maybe we should just get rid of this word, you know? Yeah, we created term of endearment, but now I think we're at a point in life where I think we can be creative enough without it, right? It flows off the tongue so seamlessly. I think it's got more to do with, and it's subconscious and how we use it is in the power that we've taken. We've taken the power away from that word. And now with some, I think it's time just in general for us to stop using it amongst ourselves. We lead in the culture. We've got to lead the culture, you know, and that's called shaping the culture. You got to shape the culture. Culture's going to follow our lead. So, I mean, it's going to be hard, right? It's hard for me. But yeah, you guys, you probably won't hear the N-word from me anymore. Aw, I like it when you say nigga. But I think I'm shutting it down for my private life. Not only in my professional life and my creative life, but my private life. Yeah, it's not going to be overnight. I'm going to be like, my damn, nigga. Stop throwing my shoe. My bad. No. Where that nigga at? But I think this is it. I think the N-word is, it's over.
I'm not using it anymore, man.
All right. I think I got to get out of here. There's a lot of other stuff I want to talk about. there's a lot of other things I want to talk about. I want to talk about. We went bowling again because Callie left. We went bowling. A few people went bowling.
That was cool. But yo, fucking bowl.
I got it. And I went like twice in the last month. And I feel like if you go bowling, like on a personal level, if you go bowling more than, if you go bowling at least one time a year, you should have your own bowling shoes. It don't fucking matter if you go once every 2 years. We really should have our own bowling shoes. We really should be investing in some bowling shoes. It's just, I just been thinking about a lot of disgusting shit we do that's the norm. I think, and it's just the norm, right? It just sometimes I think about shit and it freaks me out. Like, I'm eating dinner last night and I'm like, you know how many mouths have been on this fucking fork? I get why people like, can I get a cup of water? I was with someone. We was hanging out. Who the fuck was it? He was having dinner. I was with what's on his birthday party. And who the fuck did that shit? He's like, can I get a cup of hot water? And it didn't dawn on me until I saw him dunking his fucking utensils in that shit. I'm like, people still do that? It didn't really hit me. Then I'm having dinner the other day. Because I had they gave me a dirty fork. I said, can I get a clean fork? He's like, oh, that one's dirty. Like, yeah, it's a little crusty. But it's a weird thing. Like, fucking hotels always freak me out. That you just sleep in a bed and they take a shower and a fucking 1,000 people sleep in a year. Or at least 365 people sleep in a year. And all those different bodies, you know, famous are four in there. Doing whatever the fuck they want to do. And this couch you sit on. It's a weird fucking dynamic we live in. The shit that we share. We're so personal and into each other's shit. We don't even know. We think we're not fucking in each other's faces. Worrying about the mask. Like, that motherfucker is shoving a fucking silverware in his mouth. That you weren't about a nigga with no mask in your face. You know what I mean? Fucking utensils you shoved in your mouth that someone dirty motherfucker had. Right? Oh, it's steam. And yeah, I guess that is true. But just the thought of it, like a cup got to put on your mouth. You know? Sometimes you do, right? With a drink. Sometimes you don't want the straw. Maybe they got to come up with some type of fucking fork that's rough and cut with a steak and just get rid of, right? Some type of disposable, recyclable spoon. I don't know. Oh, it's fucking weird. the fuck I'm talking about? Oh yeah, I also want to give a fat shout out to DeMarco, my nephew. Not by blood, but I've known this kid for so long. He's my fucking family. That kid, I love that kid. That's my friend Maria's son, one of my best friends. Saw him this Saturday. Had like a little get together at her restaurant. She's calling over a restaurant. So we Tartino on 11th Street in Amsterdam. A quick shameless plug in this restaurant. If you guys want authentic Italian food, go to Tartina. It's Tartina. It's an Italian, authentic Italian restaurant. They make everything fresh every day. And they get fresh meats and seafood every fucking day. They make the pasta from scratch. It's not ronzoni. It's shoving in a fucking... Everything is like pure and fresh and it's good and it's got all it. You know what I mean? You really taste the food. Not 100 different spices on the food where you taste the spices and shit. And that's got to be a great selling point, right? All the food is fresh and they get new food every fucking day. They make the food every day. They get fresh burgers and steaks and salmon and chicken and seafood, all that fun stuff. They get that every day. The drinks are spectacular. They got indoor dining. They got outdoor dining. Hold on. Let me see what else she wrote. She told me to say. They got authentic Italian pasta sauces. The pasta is made from scratch. Hold on, she said, make sure to say that They take cash and credit cards. They take cash. They take credit cards. Hold on, let me see what's on the back here. She says, say, make sure to say that, hold on, I thought I said that. They have tiramisu. They have flan. They make fresh ice cream. Yeah, they have tiramisu, flan, whatever it is. They make fresh gelato, ice cream. They have the fresh cheesecake that's made every day. Hold on. Is there like another sheet here? All right. So, yeah, if you want the best Italian experience in Manhattan, come to Tartina. Yeah, so if you want the best restaurant experience in Manhattan, come to Tartina. I'm being silly. She didn't tell me to say all that, but that's just me personally saying that's a great restaurant. Guys, check it out. Pleasant surprise. So yeah, we had dinner there, and we were celebrating DeMarco's. He's 18. He's got accepted to a bunch of colleges that he's gonna go to. Well, he's got to go to one. I'm proud of the guy. You know, he's on his way. You know, and I got a lot of friends. I got kids that are on their way. These kids grow up so fast. You're just like, damn, how old am I? Like Gene, my cousin, another cousin of mine. His daughter is going to fucking. She's fucking graduating. Raya, she's graduating. Junior college now. She's about to go to 4-year school. She got associates. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? These kids are fucking old now, man. Out in the world. I remember when these kids were. That's crazy. These kids were so young. That's who we'd be like, Callie. And we had young kids because Maria, her husband, you know, she's got DeMarco's 18, but she got a young son who's about to be 3 soon. Well, he's 2.5, I guess. He's 2.5. Samuela, and then you got Misha. She had her 2 daughters there. They're 6. There's Talia, 6, and Tamlin, she's 4. You got Callie, my daughter, she's 4. She's 4, about to be 5, a little older than Tamlin. And we've come a long way, man. We've come from hanging out. Like, you remember back, if you knew me closely, you've been to some of Misha's parties back in the day. And those was like maybe what, maybe 4 times a month, right? Just get together and shit. Misha's had some of the best parties ever. I met some of the greatest people ever. Rooftop parties, house parties. Just meeting up at bars, club. We had so much fun, all of us. Whole crew, 100 deep, hanging out, fucking up the city. But now it's different. Now we're all parents and shit. Like all my other friends too. Raising kids, we're becoming our parents. We all talk about how shit we did back in the day and how we just don't want our kids to do what we did, all that crazy shit. It's crazy now. You become a parent. And I think that's what life is all about. It's not about, oh, you did it. It's about not saying you can do all that crazy shit we did, you know? They're going to do crazy shit, but you got to let them know that you can't do all the crazy shit. But yeah, like Theo Vaughn, he's a comedian, podcast, whatnot, funny guy. He talked about that too. He's like, our parents back in the day didn't know where the fuck we were. Did he say that? And we'll just leave and just come home. And that's true, man. My parents didn't know where the fuck I was at. All of us, we just go get lost and just come home. Only time they would know is like, I remember like, we'll be in a front park and our pops, he'll whistle for like me and Will. To come home like 8 o'clock or some shit. We're like, oh fuck, everybody get hit the west and we leave. Like, we be back. And they're like, oh well, she ain't coming back. She ain't coming back out. Then we started getting hip to the game and we'd be in the front park. And then as soon as it get close to like 8 o'clock or it was dawn or some shit, we would leave the area. You know, come home like 10. Pops like, where the fuck you was at? You know, it's crazy shit. Driving parents crazy. You know, that's fucking crazy shit we gotta go through. It scares the shit out of me. But you know, it's just our parents raised us right. Times are different now, and you're getting good and bad ways, right? It's fucking crazy. And then what was cool, we had dinner, which is me, Misha, and Maria. I've known these gals forever. It was just us. We was able to get sitters and just have some dinners and just have fun, you know. I haven't got a chance to hang out with friends like that. I've been hanging out with friends. I've basically been hanging out with just family and close friends. Not even friends. I've been seeing friends off and on, but kind of like you can't really chill. Like, you know, I mean, it's hard for me to get away from the family. It's just the situation we're in. You know, Callie's home. You know, it's hard to find a sitter and all that shit. Really, working a crazy schedule. So kind of really, it's just been just immediate family, extended family. But then just to get away, just us three and a couple other people came, but they couldn't make it. But kind of we were just chilling, laughing, having some drinks. It was fun. It was exciting. We always say we can do it more, but we never do. But hopefully we can do it more. I want to talk about something else about that too. But yeah, it was a good time. And then we miss having a good time. I know we've been having a good time, but just really to go out. I don't know. Fucking life, man. We don't know what the fuck's going to happen in the future. Just crazy fucking times, guys. All right, so I got to get out of here. It's kind of late. I got to do some shit. I will see you guys Thursday. Sorry for the late show. It's been a little busy. It's Tuesday. I will talk to you guys. I'll see you guys Thursday. Be safe. Have fun. Bye. The music is by Joy Productions and ZK Productions. I know where to find them.